Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Restaurant just below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have a fantastic a la carte menu. They do carvery on a Sunday, and the bar has live music on a weekend night. So pop into the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock if you are in the area. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of OM? A and J starts this message from Keith. I don't want to be judged for this because I'm not like the men you do have on your show. I'm actually a decent one. But I have to tell you this. I matched someone on Tinder last week and we agreed after a while to meet last night for a date in a restaurant in town. When she arrived, she must have seen my face drop to the floor because she was in a wheelchair. I don't have a problem with that, but do you not think she should have had that on her profile and not spring it on me? It's not that I wouldn't date someone like that, but that should have been told before the date, don't you think? The whole date was so awkward because she knew I was shocked. And it's not a question you're going to ask someone when you match them. Be honest on Tinder. And that's from a guy called Keith. So basically,
I don't have a problem with people in wheelchairs, but Jesus, she turned up in one and it ruined the date. You obviously do have a problem with
it
people.
It ruined the date because his face fell to the ground when he saw her and she knew that. Yeah. And that's what ruined the date, basically. Now, can you understand him being shocked? I can.
Normally, I would say that she should have been honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Normally I would say, because the one thing though, I'm not on Tinder. Very strange if I was actually. I'm not on Tinder, but from what I heard from, you know, our single mate who literally
spends his entire life on it.
He goes on six dates a week from Tinder.
Yeah.
What he said is a big issue as well, is that women only putting up headshots, so you don't get to see what size they are. And he, as you know, he doesn't like big units. So he says he has gone out on dates with women who, it's kind of false advertising, isn't it? Now, did this woman false advertise? No, because I believe the fact of the matter is, if you're going to be politically incorrect about this, yeah, the majority of people, not everybody, but the majority of you probably wouldn't match swipe right or whatever it is with someone on Tinder if you saw in their profile picture it's them in a wheelchair. That's just the way people feel about it, isn't it? It's terrible.
It is terrible.
So I think the woman was right not to tell them because she was given a chance. You have to give someone a chance without prejudging.
But she has to have expected him to be shocked. I'm sure it has probably happened before.
Sorry, this isn't the 1950s. What, were you shocked that someone's in a wheelchair? Jesus Christ.
No, shocked that... okay, if you knew that she was in a wheelchair, then you're prepared for that.
Prepared for it? Prepared for what?
Prepared for dating
somebody. What do you have to be prepared for?
Okay,
the only... The only instance where this would be an issue, yeah, is if you booked ice skating for the date. Now, that would be pretty awkward when she arrives in the wheelchair. Or if you booked to go to Captain America's, which is up two flights of stairs, that date's not going to happen. But other than that, it's completely irrelevant that she's in a wheelchair.
Do you think so?
Well, obviously it is.
It's like women and men not letting people that they're going on a date with know that they've two or three children. I think they should let that information be known before they go on a date.
Again, slightly different.
How?
You're not really prejudged for having kids nowadays because everybody has kids. But unfortunately, there is an unconscious bias that people have towards disabilities. And he sent us the photograph of the girl that he matched on Tinder. There, I'll show it to you again there. Have a look. Now, she is a gorgeous...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Hang on. Sorry, I just clicked out over there. Oh. She's a gorgeous looking girl.
And so is her dog. It's a photograph of her with her dog.
Yeah. No, you can't see in her Tinder picture. There's no sign of a wheelchair there, sure, there's not.
No. No.
But gorgeous looking girl. Does she not deserve a chance?
I didn't say she doesn't deserve a chance. Of course everyone deserves a chance.
But the fact is, if she puts up a photograph in the wheelchair, yeah, she's automatically eliminating so many people that won't even give her a shot because of that bias that we have towards people with disabilities. It's actually, It's sad and pathetic that this is even a thing in this day and age. It really is.
So you can't understand at all. You can't understand. Hang on,
if your wife is in a car accident tomorrow and ended up in a wheelchair, would you say bye bye, see you later?
No, obviously not.
Well, there you go. Then.
That's not. It's not the same thing. Can you not understand how he went? Oh, he was a bit shocked when he saw her coming in a wheelchair. Can you not understand that shock?
Shocked that someone's in a wheelchair.
He wasn't expecting her to be in a wheelchair.
No, sorry, if she arrived in just a torso with no arms or legs and she literally hopped in onto the seat, yeah?
You're being ridiculous.
No, you're making out that this is something very strange.
No, I didn't say it's strange.
You're saying it's out of the ordinary. You literally...
I am saying, can you not understand how he was taken aback? No?
I can understand, but the fact that he was shot by it says we need to move, how far we have to go into accepting people with disabilities. Like, she didn't arrive in, as I said, with no arms and no legs. She's literally in a wheelchair. How is that going to affect their relationship? As I said, the only reason it will be awkward is if he had ice skating or roller skating booked for that night. Correct?
Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this. And just have a listen.
Nice to know, by the way, how shallow you are. I always thought I was the shallow one out of the two of us. You're being a bit of a prick.
I'm not being a prick. I'm basically arguing, I'm pointing out that it's understandable that he might have been taken aback by...
That's not what the issue is here. The issue isn't that he was shocked by arriving in a wheelchair. The issue is that he believes the arrogance of Keith to believe that he should be told up front that she has a disability.
He says, I don't have a problem with that, but do you not think that she should have had that on her profile and not spring it on me?
So what? Tinder profile, Sasha, if that's her name, age 22, in a wheelchair. Don't book ice skating for me. Ridiculous.
Well, here's a ridiculous reaction to it from John.
Imagine that. You're going out on a date and she arrives in a fucking wheelchair. Not to rub that against people in wheelchairs, but you're not getting exactly what you fucking have been sold, you know? It's got to be a shocker. It's got to be. There's no doubt fucking about it. That's a kick in the bollocks, as one would say.
Thank you very much indeed, John. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you would like to get involved, you can also send us a WhatsApp voice note like Robbie did.
Well, Jeremy, in fairness, how often, like out of 10, how many times is a date going to work out where she shows up in a wheelchair without telling them? I could nearly guarantee 99% of the time the man or, well, the other person that they could be, is going to say, well, no, they weren't honest with me. I'm not doing this.
All right, Rob, thanks very much indeed. Where am I going now? Sorry, what's wrong?
I'd love to get statistics on that, but I don't think there's statistics out there of, because it'd be a ridiculous thing to ask people, but I wonder how many able-bodied people are in relationships with people who are in wheelchairs. Would you say it's high or low?
I haven't a clue. Not a notion.
Well, when was the last time you saw a couple out on a date when one of them is wheelchair bound? You don't see it that often, which proves the point that I was making. We have an unconscious bias towards people with disabilities, and it's very, very wrong.
Susie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Susie. Well, can you understand where this guy Keith is coming from?
Yeah, definitely. I think I know two people who are in relationships. The girl is in a wheelchair, I just don't see it as a big deal.
You don't see it as a big deal?
No, like, they're happy, so I don't get what people are going on about. Like, I mean, I don't get what this guy's like.
He's basically arguing that she should have been more upfront before they went on a date, either on Tinder or in conversation before they arranged to meet.
But upfront about what? Like, say, oh, by the way, I have this.
You don't see it as a significant thing, do you not?
Well, if you had, like, say the girl or the guy has, like, very mild autism or very mild Down syndrome or something, right? Is that a big deal?
Okay, so you don't believe that you need to be honest up front, do you?
Well, I don't think you should broadcast it to everybody. I don't think, like, say I had mild autism, which I don't, but say I did, I wouldn't be broadcasting it to the world. I wouldn't be saying, by the way, I have blah, blah, blah. So I don't see it as a big issue.
And in theory, it's not a big issue.
No, but like, where do you draw the line then? Susie's right. Where do you draw the line? Our friend, again, Mr. Tinder, he went out on a date with someone a couple of months ago, yeah? And it turned out, this came up, Susie, 10 minutes into the date, into the conversation, it came up that she was bipolar. No, she didn't put that on her Tinder profile. Should you have to put your mental health on the Tinder profile as well? By the way, I'm bipolar. There's a chance when I turn up for the date that I'll be really down or really up. You take your pick. No, but that's
no,
the,
you're being... You're,
no, 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 not. No,
okay,
no, no.
Something like that. You would not know when the person walks in or wheels into the room. But being a wheelchair user, you see it straight away. He was shocked that he didn't know this. That's all. Can you not understand that at all, Susie?
No. Well, I understand, like, okay, the person might be in a wheelchair, but can the person not look past that?
Well, he did say, I don't have an issue with people in wheelchairs. He says, I don't have a problem with it, but do you not think she should have had that on her profile and not spring it on me?
Well...
Okay, or I'll give you another example.
By the way, he says he didn't have a problem with it, yeah?
Yeah.
If he didn't have a problem with it, he wouldn't have even contacted us. We wouldn't even be talking about that today.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, the fact that he contacted us means I have a problem with it.
Okay, but say, for example, if the woman was blind and she came in with a cane, with a walking stick.
But how's someone who's blind going to be able to swipe right on Twitter? Or on Tinder. That's ridiculous.
Of course you can. You give accessibility tools on every computer, for God's sake. It'll read to you. But, what if the person was blind? Should they not be open about that?
But if she's not capable of doing stuff like everyday life, then I don't see what the problem is. If she's blind, yeah. If she's not capable of doing it, then I don't see what the problem is.
Okay, stay there for one second. Doesn't see what the issue is here. I'd like to hear from you. Is this guy just being completely... You believe he's just being shallow, do you?
Jeez, I'm just looking. We're getting a huge backlash about John's message there. I wasn't even listening to it properly because I was making a call there. Is it that bad?
Well, it started like this.
Oh. Imagine that. You're going out on a date and she arrives in a fucking wheelchair.
What's funny about that?
Not to rub that against people.
Oh my God, at least be honest.
You're not getting exactly what you fucking have been sold, you know? It's got to be a shocker. It's got to be. There's no doubt fucking about it.
What you've been... Oh,
that's a kick in the bollocks, as one would say.
By the way too annoyed him even more by playing the message.
Ah, sure. That's twice. What we're here for.
What you've been sold? Jeez, I didn't realise. So... You were sold a person with two working legs and you didn't get them. That's disgusting. So am I gone too woke here or am I missing something here?
You see, okay, whatever about not having it on our profile, yeah? Fair enough.
How but, do you... No.
But
no,
obviously,
no, no,
sorry,
no.
Obviously they got talking before they went on the date. They got talking privately, yeah?
Yeah.
Whether it be WhatsApp or whatever, making arrangements to meet at the restaurant, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that not the opportunity for it to say, by the way, I'm the one in the wheelchair?
No. Why? You can't bring that up in a conversation.
Why not?
No.
Why is it something to be ashamed of?
In the same way, with my analogy, she's not going to ring beforehand and say, I'm bipolar, I might be in good mood on the date, or I might be in bad mood, just to give you a heads up. Oh, ridiculous.
Let me go to Jackie. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Adrian.
Should this woman have been more... upfront and honest before they met?
Well, if they were talking beforehand.
Well, they would have had to be talking beforehand. Yeah.
She could have mentioned it, all right, but he's saying he doesn't have a problem, or he has a major problem, and that's in his message. Like, I've stage 4 kidney failure. Now, I only lost my husband, so I wouldn't be dating. But if I was dating, what do I walk up and say? Hey, my name is Jackie, and I've stage 4 kidney failure. Is that what I say?
Yeah, well, no.
But you are saying she should have told them from the jump. I'm saying, is that what I say? Hey, my name is Jackie and I have stage 4 kidney failure, just to get that out of the way.
Would you tell the person if you met them on a date, or would you keep it totally to yourself?
Well, I would tell them if it was going to go somewhere, but I wouldn't tell them on a first date. Like, nobody knows about my illness, and it most certainly wouldn't be on the internet for anybody.
Okay, and that's fair enough. But I should imagine that you would eventually tell. In other words,
oh, yeah.
if I saw you, I wouldn't know that you had stage 4 no. kidney failure. Yeah, is that right?
No, yeah.
But with Keith, as soon as he saw this woman, he knew she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
The point
so he
being,
he's saying he hadn't got a problem. He's saying the whole date was ruined because she was in a wheelchair, so therefore he had a problem with the wheelchair.
He says he was shocked. His face
but
dropped.
But he could have got over the shock in 2 minutes. But it's not really that big of a deal.
He said the date was awkward then because she knew he was shocked.
I agree
shocked.
With what Jackie is saying. Like, she's literally, you were literally going on like that the woman arrived with no head on her shoulders.
But who said
yeah.
that?
No, but that's, like the way, that's the way people are going on.
It's a wheelchair. Like, yeah. she could have got up and sat on a chair, anything. Like, it didn't.
We need to normalize this, don't we, Jackie? Look, my daughter has a Barbie. Yeah. My daughter has a Barbie doll in a wheelchair that she asked Santa Claus for. That's how normalized this should be nowadays.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah. That we shouldn't even be talking about the fact that someone in a wheelchair is like
she's in a wheelchair.
Freak in nature. Jesus, lock them all up.
Nobody said that.
Put them behind. Like,
nobody has said that. Stop making
what
up.
What he's insinuating, though, you know. And your man that rang there as well, that he would have heard you laughing. Like, that just shows who he is as a person.
Okay, now, but let me ask you. Obviously, these two would have talked before they met, okay? Whether it was a WhatsApp message, because they had to arrange to meet. So they were having a conversation. They were.
I think she should have mentioned that if she was speaking to him in a conversation.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not necessarily saying she should have had it on her profile.
But like the first date, I don't date, but I would imagine if I did, I most certainly wouldn't be saying that about my illness on the first date. Like, okay, I don't know yet.
But you would in time, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, well, definitely.
You'd have to tell people. Okay, so you think she should have told him in a private conversation, not necessarily put it on her profile on Tinder?
No.
It'd be exactly like if you were going on a first date. Say me going on a first date with you tonight, Jackie, yeah?
Yeah.
And I can't have children. Imagine me telling you... on her first date. By the way, I'm just letting you know, if you're looking for kids out of me, I can't have kids. No, you just...
Yeah, but that would make it very, very awkward, like...
Yeah,
it's if you said that on a first date, like, so yeah, no. I agree with you.
Or me having in my Tinder profile, no sperm here. No, but you're laughing, Adrian, but that's, like... Get to know the person.
Yeah. Without, even Jackie has said when they were having a private conversation arranging their date,
she should have told him
at that stage. No?
No, I don't think so. I think meet the person, get to know the person, get to know what they're like before you judge them.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jackie. Our number is 085-825-2626.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
John, our listeners are really annoyed with your voice note that I played a while ago, where you're basically laughing and saying it's not what was advertised.
Well, that's the truth, Adrian, and I'm only speaking the truth. You know, if I'm going on a date, he didn't obviously want to go on a date with a wheelchair user. It's as simple as that. I don't know what everybody's getting upset for. You know, I wouldn't, you know, if I'm going on a date, it's there. He said it. He's shocked. I would have been shocked as much as he was. You know, there's not, what's the big deal about this?
Jackie, you still there?
Yeah.
I mean, he's saying what a lot of people are saying, including Keith.
He's shocked about what? It's a wheelchair, like.
It doesn't matter,
that's
Jackie.
So
he wasn't
about a wheelchair.
He didn't sign up to go out with a girl. He didn't sign up to go out with somebody that's disabled. That's my point. That's exactly my point.
Right, I get that. I understand that, but he should have said that instead of saying, she walked up in a wheelchair and I was shocked.
What he should have put?
But he didn't know, Jackie.
He should have put in his profile, in his Tinder profile, "I won't date somebody in a wheelchair."
Yeah, well, if he wants her to put it in hers that she's in a wheelchair, he should put that in his too. Then I don't do Tinder, so I don't know.
John, why don't you put in your Tinder profile on the dole and haven't worked in 30 years?
I don't need to, because I'm not looking for a date.
John's Tinder profile, Rob Food from Dunn's a couple of weeks ago.
So what?
Lovely fella.
I'm
lovely.
What?
No, if you're talking about
I'm a great guy.
No, but if you're talking,
you can beat me down as much as you want, but I'm not going to change my opinion, Mr. Dixon. I'm not going to change my opinion.
I just don't think it's a laughing matter that you were joking.
Well, I was laughing at the story. The story is that he was shocked. He would be shocked. Of course, he'd be shocked. He didn't sign up for what he didn't know what he was getting.
What do you mean sign up? It's not like a holiday where you sign.
He did not know what was going to happen, and the girl arrived in a wheelchair. Of course, he's going to be fucking shocked. You know, anybody would be. I'd be shocked. Of course I would. I'm expecting a girl to walk in any minute and she comes in a fucking wheelchair. Of course you're going to be shocked.
It's not.
But what's the big...
It's like you're talking about booking a hotel and you booked a hotel that had a lovely swimming pool. And
You know, the girl has... See, there's a lot of problems with tenders and profile pics and what have you. You know, and you just said it there yourself. And I said it there. I sent you a message back. There should be a couple of pics, you know. And if the girl is a wheelchair user, what is she ashamed of? Why didn't she put it up that she was in a wheelchair? What's she hiding? Do you get what I'm saying here, Jeremy? She should be honest.
What do you say to that? That she should have been honest. What's there to hide about the fact that she is a wheelchair user?
Well, you should have checked all out of that profile, then.
Well, is it not?
You have to get to know the person, like.
But he doesn't want to know the person. It's not for him. It's probably not his gig, Jackie. You know, and the fact of the matter is, she could have went on a date with somebody else that's in a wheelchair. That would have been suitedly. She's ever watched four dates. They're all suited to their needs. Do you know what I mean? Wheelchair to wheelchair, whatever disability you have, it works both ways, guys.
I just don't think it's that.
Hello? It is that easy. It's as simple as that. She should have been honest. Like,
I was going on a date with you tonight, right? And I walked up, right, and I met you in the bar, and we were about to have dinner, right? And I said, hey, my name is Jackie. I've stage 4 kidney failure, mate.
That wouldn't make a difference,
Jackie. You wouldn't know by looking at me.
No, I wouldn't. And it wouldn't make a day's order. It wouldn't make a difference to me, Jackie. And I've got to be honest, because you're able-bodied. I'm not looking for... It's a totally different story. If you're looking for someone to go out and they're in a wheelchair, it's totally different. It's a difference. It is a disability. I get you, Jackie. I'm not saying that. And I'm sorry that you have that. I really am. But that wouldn't make me not want to date you again, Jackie, if you get what I'm saying. Because you're able-bodied. You're able to do things that I want you to do. I want to go for walks. I want to go there. I want to go here. You know, it's going to be very hard to do that somebody but in a wheelchair. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my point. Yeah. You know, of course I'd date you again. I don't see why not, Jackie. But the fact of the matter is, somebody in a wheelchair, it's a totally different story.
But again, all ridiculous, John, because if that's the case, then supposing you ended up in a relationship with someone and then you found out a year later when you decide you want to book a holiday, I've a fear of flying, I don't go on planes. Oh, fuck, there's a year I'm after being dating you and we can't even go on holidays together. We know someone like that, don't we? Who's in a relationship and found out a good bit into the relationship that the person's afraid of flying. Mm. So, like, how many things...
Jesus, afraid of flying is a totally different story there, Jeremy, you know? Fact of the matter is, you can't compare you can't be comparing the fear of flying to somebody in a wheelchair.
You're trying to make out that an able-bodied person like yourself, yeah, couldn't date someone. You couldn't date someone in a wheelchair.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
What do you mean? Why don't you want to?
Because it's not my need. It's not suitable for me. It wouldn't be, no.
What do you mean not suitable?
If I wanted to date somebody in a wheelchair, I'd date somebody. But I'm not into that. I want I want people to do the things that I want to do. A lot of things, wheelchair users can't do what I want to do on a daily basis. That's all I'm saying. And it's not suited to me. What's wrong with being honest, guys? Anybody be honest here, no?
It's not suited to you. So what, God forbid, something should happen?
If my missus ended up in a wheelchair, that's it. That's just tough fucking luck, isn't it? And I'd have to look after her for the rest of my life. That's why I'm here. But that touch wood doesn't happen. But why should I make amends to my life to go out with somebody in a wheelchair? Why should I do that? You were asking me the question. Why should I do that?
It just doesn't suit you. That's what you're saying.
It doesn't. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. And it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
You obviously believe that you're the one being honest here. Everybody else is just being politically correct, are they?
They can say what they like. Opinions matter for a reason. I don't want to date somebody in a fucking wheelchair. It's as simple as that.
Stay there for a second.
It doesn't suit my lifestyle. That's it.
Stay there for a second.
So what do you mean your lifestyle? What do you want? You want to be in a relationship with someone that can run marathons with you or something like that? I don't.
No, but it'd be fucking handy if they could walk, Jeremy. It could be fucking handy if they walk. Fuck's sake, you're really pushing me now, seriously.
Sorry, have I said something that's wrong here? Well, what in... What are you looking for in a
party? I don't want to go out with a fucking disabled person. What's the big deal here, guys?
Oh God, it's so offensive. That's really so offensive.
I'm not offending anybody. I just don't want to go out with someone that's fucking disabled.
There's the quote of 2024 on Opinions Matter. I don't want to offend anybody, but I've nothing in common with someone who...
Well, I'm sorry if they're offended, but I don't want a disabled person. That's it.
Answer me this question, Jeremy. What's the difference between him saying that he doesn't want to go out with somebody...
Don't say blonde hair or something.
Well, I was going to say that. Yes.
No, not even answering that question. Ridiculous. Move on. Next question. Go to Louise.
Why is it a ridiculous question?
That's a ridiculous question.
Why?
Don't compare baldness to disability. Seriously.
Let me go to...
And by the way, as well, on most Tinder profiles,
mm-hmm.
you will see what someone's face is like, or hair, stuff like that.
Let me go to Louise. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Louise.
Hi, guys. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Louise. Well, what's your reaction to this conversation?
I think people are forgetting how difficult it must be for someone who's in a wheelchair to try and find a partner.
I should imagine. In fact, I know that it is because I have spoken to... We actually did a whole radio show a couple of years ago with a guy who was a wheelchair user, and he explained how difficult it actually is.
Like, it must be heartbreaking to mention our big profile on Tinder that you're in a wheelchair and either be ghosted by these people or completely overlooked. Like, she's under absolutely no obligation to mention the fact that she's in a wheelchair to anybody, but for herself, she's probably better off mentioning it so she's not wasting her time on men like John who would judge her for being in a wheelchair.
I don't think...
And you're right, exactly right. So it won't happen again, and she won't be let down in this situation again. As I said, she could be suited for somebody, and somebody out there will want her. Sorry?
It's a shame that she has to mention it to avoid people with opinions like yours.
But that's life. This is the life that we live in. You know, you see what Keith's done. You know, I could only imagine how the girl felt. I could. But if she could have met somebody in a wheelchair, this is what I'm saying. This is my whole point. She could have met somebody suited to her, and there wouldn't have been a problem like this. It's not rocket science, guys. You know,
it shouldn't have been an issue. In an ideal world, it would never have been an issue.
But it is an issue. It is an issue.
For herself and for her own sanity.
So you want somebody to adapt to their lives. Is that what you want me or anybody else to do? We should adapt. You know, it's not the way the world works.
I would love her in an ideal world to avoid people with opinions like yours because...
Well, because I'm telling the truth?
Because you're being ignorant.
I'm not ignorant. I'm telling the truth. The truth hurts. The truth hurts.
You've given no reason as to why you wouldn't want to date somebody in a wheelchair.
Because I don't want to alter my life to somebody that happened in a wheelchair. I don't. Call me selfish. Call me what you like.
How do you know that you would have to alter your life?
Of course you're going to have to alter your life. You're going to have to alter the house. You're going to have to alter the car. You're going to have to do everything. Everything. Do you know what it is? I tell you, I have a family member in a wheelchair and they have to do all of them. I tell you, you wouldn't know what they did. The people that are in wheelchairs, they're not suited for people that, you know, that likes them myself. It just doesn't work. As I said,
You're not getting it. You're not going out with the wheelchair. You're going out with the person.
Oh, no, we get that. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, they're still in a wheelchair for life.
You give somebody in a wheelchair the opportunity to get to know you and for you to get to know them, their disability won't matter.
Yeah, I get all that. But that's not the case here. It's not Keith's case, and it's not my case.
You're cutting it off completely.
Because I'm not willing to give it a try. No, I'm not. I'm not going to give it a try.
Your life will be worse because somebody in a wheelchair is in it.
That's not my fault. I don't want to go out with somebody in a wheelchair.
You don't have to, but you're making notions that just because somebody's in a wheelchair, that will mean that if you're with them, your life will be worse. If you give yourself the opportunity to get to know that person,
I won't be given. No, I wouldn't.
100% better.
Okay. I'm at the telling you already what I wouldn't do or what I did do or what I wouldn't do. And I wouldn't go out with somebody in a wheelchair. That's all I'm saying.
And that's fine. And for that girl, I just hope that she does disclose it to people she's talking to so she avoids people like you.
That's it. Sorted.
Louise, let me ask you this question. He was giving out about the fact that he didn't realise that she was in a wheelchair from her Tinder profile. I understand why she might not want to put it on her Tinder profile, but should she not have told him before, when they were in conversation, because obviously they had to talk before they went on their date, should she not have told him at that point, I'm the one that'll be coming into the restaurant in a wheelchair?
She's not under any obligation to tell him. I mean,
no, I know she's not under any obligation, but should she not, just from an honesty point of view?
Not so much from an honesty point of view. For herself, I think it probably would have been better for her if she'd told him. But also on a Tinder profile, if you're putting up pictures of yourself in a wheelchair, you also have an issue where people take these things, like people have these fetishes and stuff. She could be getting random messages from creeps all the time. Maybe that's why she doesn't have it on her profile.
No, I get it where it comes to her Tinder profile. I'm talking about the conversation that they would have had before they arranged to meet. Should she not have told him at that point?
I don't think it's an honesty issue. I think it's a minding herself issue. She probably would have been better off.
And maybe she will in the future. I don't know. Okay, stay there for one second. I want to bring in Neil's opinion.
Jeremy, you're being stupid. You're being stupid. The man is speaking the truth. The man is speaking the truth, John, is all right. And you're being stupid, okay? Accept his opinion. Accept the truth that he's saying. He doesn't want to go out a disability person, okay? If his wife or his girlfriend gets sick, okay, he will look after the rest of his life. But if a person walks up in a wheelchair in a forced state, end off, he doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to go out with a disabled person, Jeremy. Accept the truth. Stop coming back with shite, please.
Okay, you're talking shite, Jeremy. That's what Neil said.
Denise has been on. Denise says, seriously, lads, are you honestly going to let John Fella continue to talk about people with disabilities like that? He's absolutely vile. What's your answer to that?
He's expressing an opinion, and the show is called Opinions Matter, and his opinion was, and he expressed it quite clearly, he does not want to date somebody in a wheelchair. Now, I don't know what makes that vile.
No, it's his honest opinion. And sadly, Denise, and I said this at the start of the show, sadly, it's a very common opinion. And I don't believe people in wheelchairs aren't represented enough. When was the last time you saw a person in a wheelchair even on the telly?
Not often enough,
Can you name one TV presenter that's in a wheelchair?
Offhand, no.
No. Have you ever seen... No, I don't have much in years. Has there ever been a Rosa Tralee in a wheelchair?
I don't know. Can't answer that, yeah. No. 085-825-2626 is our number.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Robbie has been in touch with us.
Hold on, guys. No one is saying that this guy wouldn't date someone in a wheelchair. He didn't want to date someone who he didn't know was in a wheelchair. If she had told him beforehand, and they were still talking, they were still getting on, he knew what he was getting in. He knew what he was getting in for. It might have been grand, and they could have got on great.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Jess.
Yeah, he is.
Good, thanks, Jess. Now, what did you want to say on this?
No, like, I don't think it's the fact that she showed him in a wheelchair that had him, like, annoyed or anything. I think it was the fact that he wasn't told. It was almost like the deception. That's what would have annoyed me if I was in his shoes. I couldn't care less. But I'd rather, like, at least have the heads up, you know. Like, surely when you're getting to know someone in a conversation anyway, things like that come up. Like, when I met Kira, like, she brought it up in our conversation, like, oh, hey, well, we meet up, just so you know, I'm going to be in crutches. And I was like, yeah, grand.
That's different because the crutches thing is not a permanent thing, though.
It can be, though. Some people can have crutches forever, but at least I was giving the heads up. Now, don't get me wrong, I agreed with John up until a point. Then he just started nosediving into I don't know what. And I swear to God, if his wife, God forbid, touch wood, had an accident and ended up in a chair, would he divorce her over it?
No, he said he wouldn't. We've already asked him that question.
I don't believe
said
that.
No, he said it's his duty to care for her.
But he still has to alter the house and everything. And apparently when you're dating someone, that's a hassle. Like, no, I don't believe him.
Okay, I don't think he's going to walk out on his wife if something like that was to happen to her, God forbid. But you believe that she should have told him in advance?
At least, like, mention it in the conversation, like, or at least put it in your profile. That way it doesn't seem as big of a shock. It's the deception rather than her actually being in the chair that annoyed him.
I don't know. I can just see it from the point of view of the poor girl who's actually in the wheelchair. I can only imagine the amount of experience she's had with people who she's...
Louise, you're there saying that she's feeling overlooked. I felt like that as well until I found who I'm with. She's not going to be lonely forever. There is always someone out there for everyone, whether her future partner is going to be in a wheelchair like her or not. She will find someone.
Absolutely, 100%. And look, it's not something easy to disclose to anyone, I can only imagine. Like, for her own sake and for the sake of her future partner, she probably should have disclosed it. But
why is this lad getting crucified? Like, it's not like you said, like, oh, she's in a wheelchair. Like, that's this, that, and the other. It's more the fact that, oh my God, I wasn't told about this. I would have at least been, like, been given a heads up.
And in fact,
that's just politeness.
His exact words in his message were, it's not that I wouldn't date someone who's a wheelchair user, but I should have been told before the date.
Exactly, there's nothing wrong with it. It's more or less just being polite to be given a heads up.
It's like somebody who has depression or any sort of mental illness. Like, that's something you don't really want to disclose before you meet anybody or even after a couple of days.
No, but again, that won't be obvious when you when the person arrives at the restaurant. You wouldn't know to look at somebody that they...
You're obviously going to know if someone's going to roll in a wheelchair. That is going to take you back. You're going to be like, whoa, okay. So comparing that to mental illness or mental health issues, I don't think is actually the same thing.
Reality of physical disability and mental disability are two completely different things. And I suppose in not telling them, she's probably hoping that the fact that they might have good conversation and a great time, somebody might be able to overlook the fact that there is a physical disability there.
Yeah, but you could argue, like I said before, you could argue that she catfished him because he wasn't told. And she actively deceived. She had ample. She could have told him multiple times or any opportunity. No, decides just roll in and act like everything's going to be okay and that he's not going to be taken back. Now, don't get me wrong. In an ideal world, in a utopian society, that is how it would work. But that's not the world we live in.
I mean,
exactly. That is not how we live. A bit extreme.
We just got
As somebody walks into the restaurant, they're going to see that she's in a wheelchair.
It's not. It's still a deception.
I just got a message from Thomas a second ago, and Thomas said, if that were me, I'd have gone to the Jackson, jumped out the window.
Exactly.
Now, see, that's too far now. Like, that is a bit much.
All right, stay there for 1 second, both of you, if you can, please. I want to just squeeze in a few more voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Dara.
I actually agree with him, the guy that's on there. You absolutely should disclose that. And I was going to go on first dates in Ireland before, and they ask you all those questions. Would you be comfortable dating someone in a wheelchair? Would you be comfortable dating someone who's trans? Would you be comfortable dating someone who's missing a limb? Like, the list goes on, and you answer like what you're comfortable with ahead of time, so they don't match you with someone that you wouldn't be comfortable with. That, and again, it's not to do that it's the person's bad or there's something wrong because they have disability. It's just like that. It's something you need to know, because a life with someone in a wheelchair would be very, very different to a life with someone not in a wheelchair, and you'd be very restrictive with certain things. And I do think you have a right to know, same way as I disclose if I was going on dates, you know, that I'm actually a mother and I do have a child, you know, unless it's just a fling. But if it's a thing where someone's actually looking to date and get to know you, I think you have to disclose that, because your life is very different when you have a child.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed. And Eddie.
How anybody can give John stick here is beyond me. It's absolutely fucking beyond me. She deliberately took photos and put them on her profile of her looking like she wasn't disabled. There was no sign of the wheelchair. So straight from the off, she's been dishonest. Who wants anyone like that? Never mind a bloody disabled person. Like, she was dishonest, you know? Life is hard enough. I couldn't go out with someone in a wheelchair. It's like if I turned up for a date and the fucking girl I'd been chatting to, her pictures were from fucking 5 years ago and she was really skinny, and now all of a sudden she was a big fucking pudding. I'd be like straight away going, no, you're dishonest. That's not what you fucking sold me on the thing. Everyone has a right to be happy. If I'm not happy with what someone looks like or how they are, I'm not going to go out with them. And it's not about putting someone down that's disabled. It's about a lifestyle choice. And my interest and her interest wouldn't align. And I 100% agree with John on this. And your woman there saying, well, what if I have stage 4 fucking cancer or whatever? Well, I'm sorry. If you have stage 4 cancer, the last thing you should be doing is fucking on a dating scene. Because that's just selfish, bringing someone else into it when you could only have a couple of months to live. That's ridiculous. The last thing you should be doing when you have fucking stage 4 or anything, and we've all had relatives that fucking passed away, the last thing they wanted to do was go on fucking Tinder.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages and for getting involved in the conversation today. If you enjoyed this latest podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. That has been Opinions Matter. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.